Given the schedule you guys have had of late, just how impressive was it that you found a way in the third to get it done?
Well, impressive because it's more than that. I mean, our last two nights, we've been challenged to create or get anything done really offensively. But we've got really good goaltending, and that's what we needed. So we had a fresh Connor Hellebuck win us the game in San Jose, and Lauren saw it was outstanding for us, and we needed that. You're not going to win on the road at the end of 9 and 16. We've touched both coasts here in the last 3 weeks and missing two really important defensive players in our lineup that change a lot of things for us. So it was a grinder. It wasn't easy. They played real hard, played real well. And our goaler was our best player. And as usually happens with us, at some point, Wheeler and Scheife connect and make just a great passing play at the end of a game, at the end of a long stretch of hockey, and win us the game.
Lauren talked after the game himself. Feels like it's nice to kind of get into a bit of a role. Obviously, I guess from your standpoint, his play deserves it, right?
Back and forth. Right? He's earned every start that he's got. And we wanted to get him into some games here, because we feel that we've got two more stretches like this season, and they're going to be against divisional teams, and they're going to be against playoff teams. And we're going to need both goalies to play. So he just hasn't given us a reason ever not to start him. He's as good as he is in the games. He's equally as good in practice, pushing hard to get better all the time, real good personality in the room. And if he was on a longer-term deal, I'd talk more nice things about him, but we got to sign him again this year. So he's just all right. You know what it means, that there's not the 5 minutes of wonder at the start of every game when your backup goes in. Is he going to be on? Is he going to be able to handle it? He's played in almost all of the vast majority of our big volume games where we've given up an awful lot of shots, and he's won.
Does he possibly make you reconsider how many starts you give him? Just if he's playing like that, maybe he's off on Connor more than you might have otherwise?
For Connor, rhythm is the key. Right, so it's not necessarily better for Connor to play 50 games instead of 60. What it is, it certainly allows us to make sure that Connor gets, when he's in the net, he's feeling strong and feeling fresh.
Just clarity on that play where it looked like there were too many men, they whistled it down. Did you get an explanation as to what happened?
Mike, it's Christmas, right? Good guys won. It's Christmas. It's all good. It's all good.
So when you were planning out getting him one of these starts down the stretch, did this being hometown mean anything in that decision?
It was all of that decision. So it needed to be a good thing for him. We had him originally in L.A. and in Van, but we had him go against Chicago back-to-back. But this one was on the schedule for him for about two, three weeks ago. Wade Flaherty was really pushing for it because it was home. But that can go either way, right? But he had played so darn well. He had earned the right to give him the opportunity to come out and play for the first time in front of family. So I'm happy for us first, but I'm really happy for him because he didn't pull a rabbit out of his hat. That's the way he's been playing for us.
Well, we didn't get a chance to talk or ask Blake, but it looked like he got injured pretty badly there on that first shift, and yet he only missed one shift. So can you just take us through maybe what happened there with him?
It's a
sensitive topic?
It would be a fairly sensitive topic, but he might be the toughest guy I've ever coached. I mean, I've had guys play with cracked ribs, knee surgeries, but he's left the bench a bunch of times, and I had no belief that he'd be coming back, and he comes back, and he certainly doesn't fake anything. So it was a close call.
Well, final one for you, just to be first on your side going into the Western Conference Christmas break here right now.
You know, We talk a lot about it, about living the day. So we're happy where we are. We enjoy the win, and 50 points gets you about halfway to the playoffs. So there's a whole lot of work to be done on the other half.